WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A former elementary school teacher in Silver Spring will spend the next 48 years in prison after being convicted in June of abusing four children. 50-year-old John Vigna was sentenced yesterday. Five students reported the former Cloverly Elementary School teacher touched them inappropriately while they were made to sit in his lap. State's Attorney John McCarthy.
That's a very sad case because I'm sure that every person who has a child in a Montgomery County Public School wants that child to be safe.
During his trial, Vigna said he never had intentional inappropriate contact with students. The pharma bro, Martin Shkreli, is found guilty on 3 of 8 securities fraud charges in federal court yesterday. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Martin Shkreli turned lemons into lemonade.
This was a witch hunt of epic proportions, and maybe they found one or two broomsticks, but at the end of the day, we've been acquitted of the most important charges in this case.
He was acquitted on 5 counts, but he was still found guilty on 3 securities fraud charges and could face up to 20 years in prison for lying to investors in his hedge fund and paying them with proceeds from his pharmaceutical company.
This case had nothing to do with the action that made him the most hated man in America, raising the price of a life-saving drug by a whopping 5,000%. Diplomats in Southeast Asia telling North Korea that as a member of Asia's biggest security forum, it's responsible for avoiding conflicts. The joint statement comes in response to escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula as Pyongyang continues to move forward with its nuclear program, launching 2 intercontinental ballistic missiles last month. It's a great weekend to find a bargain at many Virginia retailers.
Shoppers who buy qualifying items can participate in the sales tax holiday weekend.
Heather Cooper, spokesperson for Virginia Tax, says the tax holiday also applies to merchandise you order online or by mail or by phone.
Orders would need to be placed and paid for between August 4th through 6th. And then the sellers would also have to have those items available to ship immediately.
Cooper says this weekend actually merges 3 different sales tax holidays from the past: back to school, hurricane and emergency preparedness, and Energy Star appliances. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities say he used his expertise to cheat people, and now a celebrated British cybersecurity researcher is answering to charges of distributing software to steal banking passwords. A Las Vegas judge sets bail for Marcus Hutchins at $30,000, saying he's not a flight risk. And many are defending Hutchins, saying his quick thinking helped stop the spread of the WannaCry ransomware. Redskins fans heading down to Richmond today to watch a full practice. Head coach Jay Gruden.
You know, I think it's a big day. We're going to do a lot of situational work. It's going to be a good practice day for us. And obviously, whenever we have a big crowd around here, it's more exciting for the players.
Gates open at 11:30. And in other sports news, the Nats defeated the Cubs 4-2 at Chicago. They take on the Cubs again today at 2:20. And the Tigers top the O's 5-2. Traffic and weather next.
From seasonal storms,
active weather on the way for the Mid-Atlantic today,
to full-scale weather events,
some storms pack heavy rainfall, some wind, and maybe hail.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
The wind gust right now, along with the heavy rain, the 2 main culprits with these storms that are coming through.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We do have a new minor fender bender coming in, though. It's on I-66 through Virginia, westbound, right around Nutley. They've got everything off on the right side of the road. Just the far right lane and the shoulder taken out. No other major issues through Virginia except for maybe this downed tree that's been there since about 5 yesterday afternoon on Highway 50 both directions between Annandale to about 7 Corners. Here in the district, Florida Avenue both directions between 6th over to M. They've got all of those lanes blocked for some police activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, showers early, then scattered thunderstorms, lows near 70. Right now, 70 in Beltsville, 76 here in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. The White House, the epicenter of the headlines again this week. And who better than to bring it into perspective for us than John Gizzi. He is the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first off, the leak of the transcripts of President Trump's conversations with the heads of Mexico and Australia. Would you say unprecedented?
I certainly have not seen anything like this until I read the respective memoirs of presidents and their staffers, usually published years after the fact, but certainly not 5 months after the fact, and that's what we are seeing right now. Sometimes we shouldn't be seeing history and relaxed conversations between leaders because we like to think that our heads of state talk in a more dignified way when they're with one another. It somehow blemishes the office to know they talk like you and I do in our moments of letting down our hair and taking off our jackets. That said, the more important issue is, why are we reading these things? We knew, for example, that the conversation between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Turnbull was a stormy one. Ditto for his talk with Mexico's President Peña Nieto, and that certainly has been shown in the public opinion polls in Mexico on the fast-declining lame duck president. Now, that said, most of us in the press corps do not believe it is a name leaker. In other words, it isn't someone who's in the president's official family, a cabinet member, a top military official, or his chief of staff or press secretary. More likely, the speculation goes, it is someone on the military or the personal staff of the White House office force, the people who come in and set up the phone for overseas calls, who set up translation that's there, perhaps an interpreter who comes over from the State Department, anyone who could simply have put on his phone and recorded a conversation that should have been hush-hush. We're going to hear more about this sooner than you think.
Something else we're going to hear a lot more about sooner than you think, of course, the Wall Street Journal report that a grand jury has been impaneled by Robert Mueller in the investigation of Russia and any potential White House connections. In your experience of following presidential grand jury investigations, tell us what we need to know at this point, John. I mean, there's been a lot of media hype, and it sounds ominous, but give us a perspective on what a grand jury investigation really entails.
Let me share with you a quote from Herb Stern, the crusading, hard-hitting U.S. attorney from New Jersey, later a federal judge. A prosecutor, Stern once said, can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. And the fact is that grand juries can be led into an indictment quite easily by a very persuasive prosecutor or what they think is a strong case. Remember, these are not people who are experts on the law, and they are not acquitting or convicting, only indicting. As for the presidential history of it, grand juries have been impaneled in the past by prosecutors, and sometimes they have come down with indictments, sometimes they haven't. Most recently, however, during the Watergate case, we saw that a grand jury indicted most of the names we knew at the time, and in the end wound up naming the President of the United States as, quote, an unindicted co-conspirator. No action was ever taken against President Nixon. Then, of course, you have the Iran-Contra case. And again, indictments were flying left and right, and trials went down on everyone from the then Assistant Secretary of State, Elliot Abrams, to, of course, the storied Colonel Oliver North. Anyone who had a name linked with Iran-Contra was indicted at the suggestion of the then special prosecutor, Lawrence Walsh. But in the end, all of those figures, whatever their outcome in court, were pardoned by George H.W. Bush on his way out the door. Does this foretell the same developments for what this grand jury will do? Hard to say with this president. But one thing's for sure, it's serious business when a grand jury is out there, and grand juries have and will indict quite easily.
Well, a spokesman for the special counsel confirmed earlier in the week that the 16th lawyer has joined the team. And when you mentioned the fact that a grand jury is comprised of jurors who may not be necessarily as savvy about the law as these attorneys, that could sound a little ominous in terms of at least getting that jury to move forward on some kind of action.
Exactly. And Robert Mueller looks like he is settling in for the long haul by, as you say, hiring the 16th prosecutor. This is not going to be an in-and-out operation that he could accomplish with a few clerks and a legal secretary. So I would say that we are going to see some developments on this, most likely before Labor Day.
Big news, of course, at the White House. The new chief of staff, John Kelly, takes over. Mooch is out. Kelly is in. What's it been like at the White House this week?
Well, for one thing, I can't get a peaceful lunch, it seems. One day I am hearing Sean Spicer is out and Mooch is in. I have to eat fast and dash. And then the following week, just this Monday, we learn that the Mooch is out after 10 days on the job. I might add 10 days in which he didn't draw a paycheck. I don't think he's that worried about it. As of now, there is no communications director, and while there's talk that Sean Spicer may make a comeback, I think he's going to be happy doing other things outside the White House. He looks pretty happy in the pictures. The most important outcome of the rise and fall of the Mooch is the power that General Kelly exercised. This is a White House chief of staff that President Trump will listen to and in many cases salute. He's a four-star general in the United States Marine Corps, someone who once served as Marine Corps liaison to the U.S. House of Representatives, and that is an important job, and someone who most importantly will have the White House staff reporting to him and not doing end runs around the chief of staff. That would have been a worry with Scaramucci, who repeatedly told us, I love the president. My guess is that the Kelly brand will be a strong one, and he will run a tough and lean and loyal White House staff. And if anyone's caught linking, they'll probably have to do 20 push-ups and run 30 times around the Rose Garden.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi, the president out in West Virginia. We're going to get John's read on that and also on the dust-up between Jim Acosta and Stephen Miller, which you've probably seen and heard, the White House briefing room. That's coming up. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Yeah, Rick, we're still seeing some delays in the district. Traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Florida Avenue, both directions, between 6th over to M Street. All of those lanes blocked for some police activity. I-95 through Virginia, southbound, right around Garrisonville over to about Stafford. We're seeing some delays. We've got a disabled car on the left shoulder. They're working now on getting that pushed over. 66 westbound, just past Nutley. Watch for a minor fender bender there on the right side of the road. And you're getting pushed into a single lane from a work zone on 66 westbound, right around Haymarket. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's perfect. Look for partly cloudy weather today with a high of 80, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 84. No mention of rain in the forecast for today or tomorrow. Thunderstorms in the picture for Monday, high only 82. And then we're back into a partly sunny situation for Tuesday with a highs of 80. 76 in Washington, only going up to 80 today. And it is 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues. Rick Fowler here with John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax. You know, we keep hearing the term beleaguered to describe President Trump. Seeing him at the rally in Huntington, West Virginia on Thursday night, he looked anything like beleaguered. We clearly saw an enthusiastic crowd there, John, but how do you sense that the president is faring out there with the masses, not the people that get asked the poll questions and not the people that get interviewed on the evening news, but the average quote-unquote American out there? How is he doing?
With those that he knows backed him and will stay loyal to him, the president finds a near elixir that keeps him going and energized. You've seen this in the rallies that he has, and you also see it when he has meetings at the White House, when business leaders come, labor leaders, who he has an excellent rapport with, by the way, and people in general who come just to pose for pictures with him. The cheering Boy Scouts at the Boy Scout Jamboree certainly gave him a lot of encouragement. The only problem is I'd like to see the American people get a glimpse of this and judge for themselves. And it's for that reason that while I say it's good when this president goes out and meets others, it is not good when he refuses to meet us guys in the Fourth Estate. Donald Trump had a news conference within his first month in office and then has not had any sessions in which he's met the press in the briefing room, in the East Room, or in the format we're so familiar with.
John, after seeing the CNN White House reporter Jim Acosta's dialogue with Stephen Miller the other day about the immigration policy, you kind of begin to understand why the president may not want to put himself in a position to face such a belligerent media corps.
I could almost understand it when I watched my colleague Jim Acosta go at it with Stephen Miller of the White House staff. On the other hand, the president is fond of quoting his old friend, the legendary sportscaster Howard Cosell, who admonished people, just tell it as it is. And no matter how hostile one gets, how much one is badgered, if one indeed tells it as it is, Costell style, he or she will emerge on top. That's an opinion. Here's the facts. I like Jim Acosta. I'm glad he's a colleague at the White House, even though I may disagree with his particular style. It seemed as though when he talked about his own father, who was an immigrant from Cuba who didn't speak English, he violated a fundamental rule that we all have. Never personalize questions. The press briefings are about the issues that are of interest to the public and what may be of interest to the public in the future, not about the individual posing the question. And I would just say at that point, he also gave Stephen Miller an opportunity to come back with a hard right across the chin when he said, you only want people who speak English to come to the country. And he says, so you only want people from Australia or the United Kingdom? At which point Miller said, I never knew you had such a cosmopolitan view of the world, Jim, because people speak English coming from a lot more countries than those two. Advantage Miller. And I would say Stephen Miller is the one who emerged as the real winner that day, and there's talk of him already as a future White House press secretary.
John, one thing at the president's rally, Huntington, West Virginia, of course, the governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, changed hats. The significance?
Well, he put his old hat back on because he used to be a Republican, and he rejoined his erstwhile party. The significance is simple. West Virginia is becoming a Republican state. The number of Republican governors is 34 out of 50, and that's a high not seen since the 1920s, and he's the first governor to change parties while in the governor's mansion since 1990, the last being Buddy Romer of Louisiana, who also went from D to R.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax. Real easy to follow, John. Simply Google Gizzi on politics. John, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And another thing, as I say every day this August, stay cool.
7:21 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5959 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5959.
This is Larry O'Connor with Rich, a friend of mine I met over at EMP 180. Both Rich and I met our empowered weight with the help of EMP 180, and we're talking about the process. For me, it was so valuable, those weekly visits, and it's not just standing on a bathroom scale, right? I mean, this is a serious scientific analysis of your body. How important were those visits to you in terms of keeping you on track?
Absolutely the most essential aspect of it, because you would get the immediate feedback, and it would be, if I follow the prescribed methodology, right, I will lose the weight.
So tell me again, how much weight did you lose total since January?
54 pounds.
And so it took you 5 months to lose all that
weight.
Yeah.
I feel like a different person, actually.
Literally. Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Have you started yet on your retirement planning? Tune into The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
/7:24, Saturday morning update on WMAL, and you might have heard about the dust-up between the CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta and Stephen Miller, top White House advisor, who was announcing the administration's new Republican-backed bill that aims to sharply reduce immigration. The announcement had been made by the president. Stephen Miller was taking questions about it, and they got into it, and you'll hear Jim Acosta and Stephen Miller. And when you hear this, when we come out of this, Washington Examiner did a very interesting segment. They talked to a number of people at CNN and got their comments about Jim Acosta. That's right after we hear how it went down at the White House.
You know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, I have to honestly say, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree that in your mind, this is an amazing moment that you think only people from Great Britain or Australia would speak English is so insulting to millions of hardworking immigrants who do speak English from all over the world. Jim, have you honestly never met an immigrant from another country who speaks English outside of Great Britain and Australia? Is that your personal experience?
Of course there are people who come in.
But that's not what you said. And it shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say,
engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Yeah, that is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really... The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting.
Okay, so that's the first part of it. It went on. It went back and forth. But what I find in this next segment that's interesting is Acosta won't let him talk. I mean, Stephen Miller's trying to say something, and Acosta just continuing to pontificate there.
The people who've been hurt the most, the people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating are apparently just unfettered, uncontrolled migration. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy, are immigrant workers and minority workers and African American workers and Hispanic workers.
You know, maybe next time they should give him like 5 minutes at the podium so he can take questions. I don't know. Well, anyway, the Examiner talked to some of his colleagues at CNN, and I will just read from the Examiner article. Some of his CNN colleagues say his public battles with the Trump administration are going too far. One of Acosta's colleagues, an on-air conservative political commentator for CNN, said he sees an ulterior motive in Acosta's actions. He said Acosta's widely noticed clashes with the White House give the impression that he wants a new role at the network. Quote, he's angling to host an opinion show. These briefings are his auditions. Another CNN employee in Washington made it clear that Acosta's outbursts aren't as popular behind the scenes as CNN sometimes make them out to be on the air. A producer told the Washington Examiner when asked about Acosta, quote, ugh, just ugh. So, there was a positive comment. We like to present both sides of the coin. There was one who said, he's a good guy and an honest reporter. He's been ignored and taken a thrashing by the president and just wants to get at answers, that producer said. Another producer said, Jim is a stunt dummy. Article in the Washington Examiner. It's interesting when, you know, actually somebody goes and talks to people about the reporters and gets a leak out of CNN. I think that's interesting. 728, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll get the latest on Afghanistan, the leak of the classified presidential conversations with world leaders, John Kelly in command at the White House. Also, Mercedes Schlapp will join us, and we'll get her read on the leaks and on the president's immigration policy.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 730. I'm Heather Curtis. People trusted him to take care of their kids, but police say a man who runs a state-licensed daycare in his Fairfax home violated that trust. 43-year-old Claudio Vargas Lazo was arrested this week and charged with 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery. 2 children say he touched them inappropriately. Rape charges against 2 illegal immigrants who go to school at Rockville High School are dropped, but one pleads guilty yesterday to a child porn charge. The 17-year-old Jose Montano pleaded guilty to having a pornographic image of his 14-year-old classmate, according to the Washington Post. Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller issues grand jury subpoenas related to Donald Trump Jr.'s 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower.
The Russia story is a total fabrication.
That's Donald Trump speaking to supporters in West Virginia this week. He says the allegations are just an excuse for Hillary Clinton's loss in the 2016 election. If you're in the market for a new home appliance or school supplies for your kids, you can save some money on them in Virginia this weekend. It's tax-free weekend on those items.
Shoppers can actually be from outside of Virginia. You can live in a different state and still participate, but the seller would be a Virginia-based business.
That's Heather Cooper with Virginia Tax. In sports, the Nats defeated the Cubs 4-2 at Chicago. They take the team on again at 2:20 today, and two-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer and Gio Gonzalez will miss their scheduled starts for the Nats against the Cubs this weekend. Manager Dusty Baker decided to give Scherzer at least an extra day rather than have him pitch tomorrow after the right-hander exited Tuesday's game against Florida because of neck spasms. Gonzalez won't pitch today because his wife is pregnant and expecting a child any minute now. And the Tigers top the O's 5-2. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Traffic and weather together, first on the Fives. Washington Mornings on the Mall, weekdays 5 till 9.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 8:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, thank you, and good morning to you. I-95 southbound between Garrisonville to about Stafford. We're seeing some delays. We've got a disabled vehicle there on the far left shoulder. They're trying now to get that pushed over to the shoulder, but looks like they're having a tough time doing that. I-66 westbound just past Nutley on the right side of the road. That's a two-car crash. And 66 westbound around Haymarket. They're pushing you into a single lane. That's a construction zone that's set up for the weekend. Here in the district, Florida Avenue between 5th to about M Street. All of those lanes blocked. Some type of police activity this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-60s. Right now, 75 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is 7:36 on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you with us on an August Saturday morning of a great weekend shaping up. And we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative. He's Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we've heard a lot about Afghanistan, and the president has expressed his displeasure with the progress in Afghanistan. Tell us a little bit about the president's feelings and how it's being met by the generals.
Yeah, it's President Trump had asked for a number of strategic concepts of how to go forward, and that's what he should be doing. He basically says, look, I want to do X, Y, Z. How do we do that? And one of those areas has been Afghanistan. And this is a subject that I'm very familiar with for a number of reasons. And essentially, I'm being told that the president was given the same options, the same kind of rehashed concepts that have not won the war in the past 15 years. So he basically said, this ain't good enough. Go back to the drawing board. And he used a metaphor of a consultant in a restaurant, which apparently really didn't upset the left. I was on one of the other cable networks, and they were kind of trying to point out they thought that was inappropriate. And I think it's an appropriate analogy the president made, saying, look, you've got to go back and do better. And, Rick, I would offer to you, you know, General Eisenhower, the commander of U.S. and allied forces in World War II, would not have survived coming to President Roosevelt and saying, it's just too hard to invade Europe. You know, this D-Day thing, we can't do it. And I think that's where we're at. It's not the president's job to adapt to the generals. It's the general's job to adapt to him. And I've been, you know, watching this develop and watch all the generals put their butts together and like a, you know, like they're a big herd protecting each other. And I think they really need to rethink how they're approaching this and actually do what the president asked them to do, is figure out a way to win, which I think we can. It's just you got to figure it out.
Well, we've seen a lot of issues in the Middle East and in attempting to make progress in the Middle East.
Right.
You know, it's a very, very difficult area. What kinds of things could we do differently if we did want to change the strategy and the approach?
Excellent question. Well, Rick, the first thing is to cease believing somehow we're going to make Afghanistan a land of warlords into a 21st century Jeffersonian democracy. You know, we're talking about a country that has literally 10,000 years of history and no tradition of actually having a central democracy. And so just the idea of nation building has to be something we step away from. And yet we have H.R. McMaster and others thinking somehow we can just go back in there with a few more thousand troops and make it right. And it's just not going to happen. Secondly, we have to actually hit at the root causes of what is causing the instability, which no administration has been willing to do, which is Pakistan. And until you hold Pakistan accountable and make it stick, you're not going to see the reduction in violence that you need to have basic stability. Third, Rick, you make it very clear that any tribe dealing with a radical element like Al-Qaeda or Islam, you're going to come back in and there's going to be very severe violent consequences. They don't understand this being nice. Their society understands strength. So those three things, in my judgment, are the things we should be doing. No one seems willing to address them. So it's kind of ironic.
Well, isn't it kind of like Iraq, where we thought once we liberated the population that all of a sudden they would accept democracy, when in fact they had been held under this, you know, tyrant dictator for their entire lives and really had no concept how to behave when they were let out of the cage that they'd been kept in?
You hit the nail on the head, absolutely. So we often, in our foreign policy, presume certain things. And the Pentagon's great about doing a number of things, you know, taking territory and holding it, but they tried that. Rick, it didn't work. It's time to rethink how we try to settle the Afghanistan issue.
All right. Well, let's talk about some other issues that need to be settled. And, of course,
sure,
the leaks of the classified presidential conversations, you know, really taking leaks to a new level. And what can be done about it? We've seen Jeff Sessions and Dan Coats, the director of National Intelligence, yesterday at a press conference talking about cracking down. But
right.
I wanted to get your read on it from the national security implications.
Well, it's clearly doing damage in two key areas. First, methodology. One of the holy grails of intelligence collection, Rick, is sources and methods. How do we do things? Well, just the fact that we're leaking so much shows how we get information. That's very damaging. Second, the fact that you have to have a certain level of edge over your adversary to know what they're doing and don't let them know what you're doing. That's the second factor here. So those things are being damaged and damaged very badly for purposes of trying to destroy President Trump's administration. So I think you have to have a certain level of aggressiveness in the investigations. And this these leaks come from a handful of sources. This isn't like the entire intelligence community. I watched one of the Wall Street Journal guys yesterday on Fox say, oh, this is the intelligence community getting back at Trump. No, it is not. It's a bunch of folks who are still loyal to the previous administration, causing all the havoc they possibly can. Professional intelligence officers don't do this sort of thing. So I think it comes down to an issue of political will. Jeff Sessions has said he's going to take it seriously now. I hope he does. NSC, look, I think a number of things, to include transcripts, have come out of there and from places where people have to have high security clearances and act. And like again, there's only a handful of people who have access to this. I think everybody knows who they are. They have to have a political will to go after them.
And as we move forward in the investigation, there yeah. has been talk of getting the polygraphs out and wiring yeah. them up, doing the lie detector test. You envision that happening?
Well, you know, I'm not a big believer in the polygraph. I think it has shown several times it's inaccurate. But as a method of a tool of investigation to get people worried, absolutely. And Rick, I've taken polygraphs all my professional career. And even if you're truthful, even if you have nothing to hide, you get nervous taking a polygraph. It's just the way it is.
Sure.
And I think it's time for that. And I think there's some other things they should do to be very severe in this. There's some Cold War things we did back in the 80s and 90s that we should probably bring back. And the bottom line is it has to be stopped, and people need to really encourage a president to do that.
All right. So the former Director of Homeland Security, General John Kelly,
yeah.
takes command at the White House, and we're a week into it. What are you hearing from the people you work with?
Well, John Kelly is an amazing man. He has an ability to take complexity and form it into take the chaos and form it into something useful, and I think that's what he's doing here. I don't know everything that's going on. I think one of the first things he tried to do is clamp down on all the spurious information leaks. One area he did not get is H.R. McMaster's NSC. Apparently, again, that's another area which has not been secured, to use a word. There was leaks of controversial presidential conversations this last week. So that happened right after John Kelly took charge. So I think there's some issues there. I think John Kelly's going to have to make some choices about personnel. I think the NSC, let me be clear for the audience, the NSC, National Security Council, does still have Obama holdovers. H.R. McMaster fired a couple of people who brought that to his attention, as a matter of fact, which is ironic. But I think there's some real issues there that John Kelly's going to have to make some decisions on regarding what to do about the National Security Council, because that seems to be the source of a lot of the major leaks right now. And I think he'll find a way to do it. John Kelly's is, I think, one of the few men I know of who has both the experience and depth of understanding to actually manage both the political aspects of that job, to work with the Hill and the Pentagon and other organizations, as well as the human experience in dealing with people. So I'm very hopeful of his arriving there to take charge.
All right. I want to turn to the situation that we're facing with a lot of adversaries, North Korea, of course, but
right.
Now Russia, you know, where we had hoped to see a reset. And as everyone seems to be saying, including the Secretary of State, the relations with Russia deteriorating to new lows. Well, there's a story that Reuters is reporting out of Stuttgart that the U.S. military is moving toward more global exercises to better prepare for a more assertive Russia and other worldwide threats. That from a senior officer in an interview with Reuters. It's Air Force Brigadier General John Healy. The Russia threat, what's yeah. next in this arena?
Well, we've already stated that we're going to be working with NATO, so one of the inevitable outgrowths of that is working to do more exercises. I think you'll see that. Actually, Rick, last year there were several exercises with NATO in Poland. So I think we're going to continue to see expansion of that. Other places, look, we've already started doing this in South Korea and the region around North Korea. And, yes, I think it's going to be for purposes of reasserting U.S. Military capability to show that we can do things. The Pentagon is doing far more today than it was 10 years ago. And this has been pointed out to me by several senior officers. As a matter of fact, later this year, I should say early next year, there's going to be a new series called Chain of Command by National Geographic that will be coming out in January. That's going to demonstrate, document all this. So, yes, the answer is indeed the Pentagon's doing more. I think the American public's going to see them doing more. And, yes, it's supposed to show that we are still the leader of the free world, for better or for worse. And I think I think it's a good thing.
And one last question on North Korea. General McMaster made some comments about Kim Jong-un maybe not sleeping at night these days. And we saw the test firing of a U.S. missile earlier in the week. We seem to be ramping it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, the firing of the missile, the intercontinental ballistic missile by us, was a show of force to demonstrate that, yes, indeed, we have the capability to reach out and do these sorts of things. And, Rick, it's important because our fleet of nuclear weapons and delivery systems are 1970s technology. I think, I don't think you know anybody who drives a 1979 Pinto. But that's the level of technology we have in our weapon system. So I think it's important that they still work, and they do. I think it's another area that we need to be looking at to upgrade is our nuclear paradigm and all the systems that go in it. But, yes, I think it was important, and I think that the Pentagon recognized they had to make a point to Kim Jong-un that you may have rockets, but ours are better and will do a lot more destructive output than anything you can generate. And I think that was the purpose of showing that show of strength.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Fox News contributor and VP at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather coming up.
Yeah, Rick, what a difference a few minutes makes, huh? This traffic report from the Adit Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center on Maryland 5 southbound, just past Mechanicsville Road. Police out directing traffic around a crash there. Not sure of the severity, but they have called for a wrecker. I-95 through Virginia, southbound around Garrisonville over to about Stafford. We have a disabled car there on the far left shoulder. Westbound on 66 around Nutley. Watch for a small fender bender. It's over on the right side of the road. And 66 westbound around Haymarket. We've got a single lane pushing through. That's a construction zone. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Look for partly cloudy weather today, high of 80. Very nice tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 84. No mention of precip in the forecast for the weekend. The thunderstorms come back in on Monday with a high of 82, and then clouds and a high of 80 on Tuesday. Right now in Washington, 76, going up to 80. 749 Saturday morning updates, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have you with us, and it is great to have Mercedes Schlapp join us. She is a contributor at Fox News Channel and also columnist at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote an article in the Times about the immigration legislation that's been proposed, the RAISE Act, reforming American immigration for a strong economy. It's been met, of course, by media hysteria and the cynicism of just about every Democratic legislator on the Hill. Can you put it in perspective for us so we got a real understanding of what it's about?
Sure. Actually, I think we're all caught a bit in surprise of this announcement this week because we were talking tax reform all of a sudden we were talking about immigration reform. But I have to say I thought it was a very interesting take on how you could modernize the immigration system in America. It's focused on a merit-based system where you are basically assigned points based on your skills, based on your education, your English language proficiency, and several other components. And it was interesting because I noticed right away, I went over to Twitter and read some of the tweets from left pundits, even some Hispanic pundits, And it was all very much like, this is racistville, this is, you know, xenophobic. I mean, the list went on and on and on. So as you dig further into what the merit-based system actually means, is that you have countries like Britain, like Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Austria. I mean, the list is pretty extensive of countries that actually implement this merit-based system. So if the Liberals are calling this bill racist, then in essence they're calling the British immigration system racist, the Australian one racist. And so I really think that it's just the left went straight to an emotional state of mind instead of really looking at the facts. And when the British, for example, they put in this systems based on points, where even those that are unskilled immigrants don't even get into the country. I mean, they really look to balance out bringing in high-skilled immigrants. And so for the United States, they basically can learn from these types of systems because it is about ensuring that the immigrants who are coming to the country are actually matching our economic needs.
Every time the administration tries to keep a campaign promise, it is just met by this partisan resistance, you know, from the legislators as well as the media. What do you do when you're trying to change some of these institutions that have gone afoul for years? Nobody has the courage to tackle it. I mean, nobody's tackled these issues. And when you try and do it, you're just met with this wall. What do you do?
You know, I think it's very difficult, especially in today's very polarized political environment. And it's interesting because President Trump is not who I would consider an ideologue in any way. I think that, you know, while I think his instinct is conservative, you know, he does have certain tendencies, like, for example, when you look at infrastructure spending, which is something that the left would actually like. But I think that there is something where the left is so just really have a disdain, a personal disdain for President Trump, and they will ensure that he does not have any sort of victory. But I think by living in this in that world where there's this personal hatred for this man, I think that it really does a disservice for the nation, because at the end I think that both Democrats and Republicans have to find a way to say how do we advance the agenda for the American people. And obviously President Trump won because in his mind it was about the American worker. It was about bringing jobs back to America. And when you're looking at where our economy is today, where you saw GDP growth of 2.6% in the last quarter, you're seeing unemployment in the lowest that we've seen in years. I think that, and you're seeing consumer confidence up, you're seeing that the stock market hit all-time highs. There is a positive feeling out there. The biggest challenge is that Congress is just stuck. And it's primarily because of the fact that some of these moderate Republicans have decided that they're going to be Democrats in disguise. And it really is incredibly frustrating when you take the case of Obamacare, for instance, that you have several of these Republicans who voted to repeal and replace Obamacare back in 2015, and then they lied, and then this time around, when it really counted, they turned their backs and refused to push forward the skinny bill, which would have allowed for greater flexibility in the states and to get rid of these mandates. And it is incredibly frustrating and disappointing. And it really is, I mean, where it gets stuck in Congress.
I want to turn to the leaks of private conversations between the president and leaders of Mexico and Australia. Attorney General Sessions and the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, holding a press briefing on Friday to address the leaks. Now, you worked in the Bush White House. I'm sure you were quite familiar with leaking that was going on around you. But the severity of this one, does this one cross the line? And how does it feel when you're working in the White House and you know there's a rat or more rats around you that are leaking out this kind of information that's damaging to the country?
Well, it's damaging to the country. It's damaging to our national security. You know, I think that when you look at the first 5-6 months of the Trump presidency, they've experienced 62 leaks compared to 9 leaks that the Obama administration had in the first 6 months of its presidency. So it's incredibly frustrating because you're finding two dynamics happening. One is when these leaks are happening in these intelligence community, whether it is from some of these bureaucrats, people would call this the deep state, or Obama holdovers, those guys feel that it's like their moral crusade, it's their moral obligation to leak. But what they're doing is that it's incredibly damaging. It is a crime. They need to be prosecuted. And there's no, that is why I am just, I applaud Attorney General Sessions and the Trump administration for cracking down on this, on these leakers, cracking down on this culture of leaks that exists around in the administration, because they take, you know, they basically take an oath and they understand that their job is to ensure the protection of information. That's part of it. And this is unauthorized disclosure of classified information. So it's incredibly frustrating. And I do think that that is one area where you see bipartisan support on stopping these leaks.
When you're in the White House, how does it feel to have this going on around you when you're in such a high pressure situation?
Well, you know, I came from a White House where it's really from the top down, where Secretary Andy Card, who was our chief of staff, made it very clear to us that there was no room for leaks, that if there was a leak and they found out who it was, we'd be kicked out. There was no question that, for example, even in a conversation, and I was in the media affairs shop, that if I were to have a conversation with a reporter, my boss knew exactly who I was talking to, the reason why I was talking to the reporter, and basically sharing what my conversation was. So it was very much part of our culture in the White House that we knew that if we were to leak, it was going to damage the president. It was going to damage his agenda and his message. And that is what we have seen time and time again. Every time a story comes out on any of these publications, it really is a distraction from the president's legislative agenda and his message. And I think that I think that's why you have General John Kelly in there basically trying to put a stop to this and developing a chain of command where staffers, they better fear him, because if not, they're out.
Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and Washington Times columnist, thank you so much as always.
Thank you so much.
7:58, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, in all the hype and hysteria over grand jury investigations and transcripts leaked from the White House, you might have missed this one, and this is important for veterans. On Thursday, President Trump and the VA Secretary, David Shulkin, unveiled a new service for veterans. It allows patients to schedule health care appointments from their smartphones or from their computers. It is called the Veterans Affairs Telehealth Service. It is now available on a mobile app. The aim is to make it easier for veterans to obtain as many as 50 health care services, from dentistry to dermatology. So you can check that out. You can go to va.gov if you're a veteran. We encourage you to take advantage of that new technology and new service offered up Thursday in the announcement by the President and the Secretary of the VA, David Shulkin. That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thanks so much for being with us. Heather's next with the news, and we will be back with Garden Sense.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids, school's out for the summer. Out for months, leaving our kids with nowhere to go and nothing to do, putting three-quarters of them at risk of falling behind. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? When school's out for summer, Boys and Girls Clubs doors are open. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.